morning. How are you doing? Friday morning at last. Thank you for joining us. BBC Radio Kent. Now, on the programme today, should gay conversion therapy be banned? Well, one leading GP makes his views known.
It is akin to almost psychological abuse.
But others take a different view.
It positively changed my life, perhaps saved my life, because I was considering suicide before then.
Also on the programme this morning, the fly tip is leaving Kent with a clean-up bill of more than £1 million.
For a country that's supposed to be so patriotic, it shows a blatant disregard for respect, not only for the country, but also for everybody who lives in it.
Love to hear from you if it's a problem where you live. We'll also speak to the Met Office to find out more about Storm Brian, which heads in this weekend as Kent braces itself for a windy one. That'll happen around about 8:45 this morning. If you'd like to comment on anything we are discussing this morning, you can join the debate as always. The number to call, 03459 811 111.
Breakfast with John and Anna.
BBC Radio Kent.
It's all here.
So we're debating gay conversion therapy this morning, and Sarah's got in touch on Twitter and says, I've heard some brilliant debates on BBC Radio Kent, but this gay conversion debate is up there with the best of them. Fascinating. Well, Sarah, get back in touch and let us know where you stand on it, what you think.
Well, we've got more on it now because we're asking whether gay conversion therapy should be made illegal in the UK. That's what Dr. Ranj Singh, a Kent GP and TV doctor from shows like This Morning, is calling for. 13 different health organisations have already labelled it unethical and potentially harmful. Dr. Singh told us that it should be banned.
It should be illegal. It is akin to almost psychological abuse. We have to understand that it is not always black and white. There are some people who are definitely heterosexual. There are some people who are definitely homosexual and they know their identities. And there are some people who are in between.
Well, the Reverend Kes Grant is the chaplain at St. Augustine's in Maidstone, and Michael Davidson is director of the Cause Issue Trust. He believes he's cured himself through therapy. Michael, if I could start with you, I suppose the first thing I thought of, isn't it a bit like hypnotising yourself? Is it possible?
Well, it's absurd to say that anybody has cured themselves. We don't use this terminology of cure because that's a medical model that speaks of some kind of disease.
Yeah.
But there are people who don't want to identify or practice as gay and want to move away from it. And I was one of those, yes.
Can you make yourself heterosexual, or have you just made yourself give up any thoughts of a sexual future?
I didn't make myself do anything. I received professional psychotherapeutic help from 3 individuals over a period of 3 years. And during that period, I had within myself my own goals clarified. My goals were to move away from homosexual practices and feelings. The more I dealt with the practices, the more the feelings went. Now, for me, that was a very good outcome, and I cannot see why that is being denied to people who want the same thing.
So are you heterosexual now, or are you just not gay?
Well, I am a man who continues in my marriage with my wife. It's been fulfilling in every way. I've brought forth 2 children into the world. I don't know what label people want to put on me. All I know is that I once had those feelings. That is not something that troubles me now.
Okay.
And that is something that needs to be respected, I think, for people who are in that position.
When you had those feelings of homosexuality, did you also have heterosexual feelings? What I'm trying to get at is, were you bisexual, do you think?
Well, you see, this is the problem, this binary model, this idea that people are either gay or straight with a few people in between. I think we have to realize in this age when the scientific community is very clearly identifying that human sexuality is fluid, what we have is people, individuals, human beings who can be attracted to all sorts of things. And there is an ebb and a flow. And if a person has values and goals, then they can develop that side of themselves that they want to be dominant okay, in your life.
If you were, but certainly, well, let me tell you, let me put my cards on the table. I am heterosexual, completely, as far as I'm aware. Well, I think I am. Could you, through therapy, make me gay?
Well, that would be an interesting experiment, isn't it? Because there's never been a single person in the 8 years that I've been practicing who has ever asked for that. So I guess we won't know until somebody asks for that. On the other hand, I've had dozens, if not hundreds, of people who are dissatisfied with being gay and want to move in a different direction.
Okay, let me just ask you, Michael. Were you?
Did the
you
problem not, here?
Yeah. Was your problem with being gay? Was it a religious? And why did you not want to be gay?
I was conflicted. Yes, it's true. I had Christian values. But I also had a feeling within myself that this was not an authentic expression of my own identity. I felt that there were some specific issues that had caused this. I was aware of certain family dynamics that led me to go in a certain direction, also some things that happened to me in my life, and I wanted to deal with them.
Okay.
Now, I think, you know, this. We need to be very nuanced here in how we approach the subject. One cap doesn't fit all.
Okay, I want to bring in the Reverend Kez Grant, chaplain of St. Augustine's in Maidstone. A very good morning to you. What do you make of what you just heard from Michael?
Morning, John.
Morning.
I'm a bit astounded, really, in some respects. I mean, anyone who wants to go and see a therapist should go and see a therapist to discuss issues, but they should see a therapist who is completely objective and has several years training as a psychotherapist, not someone coming from a specific narrow point of view of Christian conversion therapy. And I think that's where the damage is done.
Do you think do you think a trained psychotherapist should be allowed to offer this sort of service?
No, but what I think a trained psychotherapist would do would be to talk through any issues that are painful for anyone who wants to go and see them, and that includes coming to terms with sexuality. And I think your question was an interesting one. Could you be made to be gay?
Yeah.
And the reason why heterosexual people generally don't go along and ask to be made gay is because they're not made to feel bad about their sexuality. Mm. So they're not going to want to convert to something different because they're already very comfortable where they are.
Michael,
to people, heterosexuality isn't normal, it's just common.
Yes.
It's more common. All sexuality is normal.
But
the expression of sexuality in loving, committed relationships is normal.
But Kez, I've got to say that, you know, you're obviously the chaplain of St. Augustine's in Maidstone. Much of this guilt about being homosexuality does come from the religious side of our society, doesn't it?
It does. I just need to correct you. I'm not the chaplain at St. Augustine anymore.
I'm terribly sorry.
I was for 5 years.
But you are a reverend.
I am indeed a reverend. And yes, the religious world has been in a complete mess about this. But actually, I'm very proud of the Church of England because in July, they debated it in their General Synod, which is like their governing body. It's like their parliament. And they decided that gay conversion therapy has no place in the modern church and in today's religious world, and is dangerous, outdated, and unethical.
Okay, but what if somebody actually approaches somebody? Isn't there a difference here about somebody going to somebody like Michael or somebody who's offering gay conversion therapy and asking to have that therapy? Isn't that slightly different from somebody being proactive and approaching gay people and say, look, we can help you?
Yeah, but this is where the difficulty is. Why is that person asking in the first place is the thing that needs to be explored? Is it because they need to come to terms with their own homophobia? Now, we need to bear in mind that society has moved on a long, long way. But when you watch adverts on the telly, most of it is heterosexual. That's the norm. As I said, that's more common.
Well, that is the majority.
Yeah, that's the majority. So you're going to get more of that. So some people still have to confront their own homophobia within themselves. Well, there's no point going to someone who's going to uphold that. What you need to do is go to someone who's going to help you explore it fully.
Yeah. Michael, can I bring... Michael, I've got... Hang on, Kez, sorry. Michael, I've got a couple of questions for you, first of all. Kez said there, you know, were you made to feel guilty about your homosexuality?
Before I answer that, we need to bear in mind that because of the Memorandum of Understanding and the position, the ideological position that the mental health bodies have taken, people are not allowed to have an open mind on this issue. They may only offer gay-affirming therapy. So this is absolutely nonsense to say that people should be allowed to go to a therapist and receive training or receive help that is open-minded. It's no longer possible in this country. I suppose there was some negativity towards homosexuality when I was growing up, but I grew up in a loving family who was accepting. I look at the Scandinavian countries, look at Holland, where all of this has been resolved for many years. It hasn't changed the so-called homophobia in society. We are neglecting to see that for many people, the life that they live as active gay people, they find to be dysfunctional.
Okay, let me ask you. I've got to ask you.
Have the right and the freedom to move away from it.
But Michael, I've got to ask you this question. Michael Keown, our producer, says you offered him gay conversion therapy. He doesn't want to be. He's happy. Can you understand that some people are absolutely happy with their sexuality?
Of course. But what we're not recognizing is that there is a very unhappy section of the population who are now going to our...
But are they unhappy because the society makes them feel unhappy?
Well, you know what? Are we going to wait 20 years before we resolve that? Or are we going to take their requests and their concerns seriously?
Okay.
Who are the psychotherapists to demand that things can only go in one direction? You know, and coming up with statements like potentially harmful, in other words, recognizing that there is no peer research on the subject that says categorically that it is harmful. It doesn't exist. So they have to use that word potentially harmful.
Michael, we'll have to leave it there.
Even
thank you.
We'll
have to leave it. Michael, thank you very much indeed. Michael Davidson, Director of the Court Issues Trust.